It was Independence Day this week. We all know that. And in this country, more than any, I think there's a myth that, or this that's built on this mythos of independence, that we are all sort of pull ourselves up from our bootstraps. We can all do it. We don't need each other. We just need hard work and ourselves. It's right there in the name of a national holiday, Independence. Canada also celebrated a national holiday this week. And even though we Canadians like to think that we're set apart somehow from our American neighbors, there's still some of that same kind of we did it ourselves attitude in Canada as well, I think. In both countries where I hold citizenship, I think there's a complete disregard also for the Indigenous care and habitation of the lands on which both Canada and the United States have made homes. Because there is no such thing as like the self-made man or woman in any country or nation. We are all products of our families and of our communities, and we really need each other. We need each other in community. Even billionaires or millionaires who ostensibly or who say they've like they've come from nothing or they've built themselves up. Those are folks who depend on, cheap labor or outsourced building things in factories, or workers who take care of their homes, or spouses who take care of their children, communities to purchase the things that they make. This is all, it's a network of things happening together. It's not that sort of self-made or self built up, or the self-made man, or the like the lean in kind of the thing we that people like to say when they've made a lot of money, then they've done it themselves. When I was a kid and my brother and I would get into it with each other, we'd like really be going at it, and my mom would call me out because I'm the oldest, and she would say, take care of your brother, like stop fighting. And I would immediately say, well, he started it. And I think anybody who has ever had a sibling or had children has heard that, like, well, he started it. I didn't, it's not my fault. I didn't do anything. And my mom would always reply, it takes two to tango. And for a really long time, I thought she was saying tangle. It takes two to tangle. Because like that's what was happening, right? We were like all tangled up in that argument or that thing, that yelling match that we were having with each other, and each of us trying to win. And it's in a way, it's I think it's a little bit too bad that that dance, the tango, is just so beautiful and passionate. It's been integrated or like co-opted into this negative phrase because it's always about something bad that's going down. And well, it's both of our faults at the same time. Instead of something messy, it might be better used for situations where, well, I'm trying to be too independent and that's messing me up. So I was thinking about how this it might be better to say, if I'm like failing in my connecting and my combining ideas and my energy, it takes two or more to put that to put those energy and ideas together, because there's something much greater about building together and more beautiful about working together and being creative and expressive, so that it takes two or more to tango. Instead of making a mess, we're making something beautiful. In our scripture today, one of the very, very rare stories in the Bible in which two women are the central characters. Mary knows exactly what she's doing. She's not stupid. She knows she's grown up in a culture that teaches her that she is not independent. In fact, she's very dependent, not only on God who created her and to whom she sings praise, but she's dependent on this community of people and family around her. And so as soon as she understands that she's pregnant, she immediately heads for the person that she knows can understand her and who can support her. She heads for someone who can be community to her, who can be a mentor to her. These women really need each other. They're in somewhat of the same situation, and they can be community for each other. And Mary knows especially that her position as a young person, as a woman, as, you know, an occupied person, she's not independent at all. She has no way to be independent. She really needs her community for support and help and advice and sustenance. And I remember feeling that when I was pregnant as well. And I had so many more resources than Mary would have had. Unlike Mary, however, I am no longer young. I am a woman, but I'm not oppressed. I have means, I have resources. It's pretty easy for me to tell myself the myth that I am independent. I have lots of privileges. It's easy for me to say I can do it myself. And I always, you know, if I have a prevailing sin, it is that I think I can do something myself. In my personal goals or in my achievements in the social realm, I always, you know, I forget that I can invite people in, that I can ask for help. But Mary needs Elizabeth to help her know how to navigate the world. She needs Joseph's support in bringing up a child that will be seen as illegitimate. She needs the support of God, a compassionate God who lifts up the lowly, and including one such as herself. She goes on from the scripture that Amy read for us to, and singing praises and then going out into her community. She sees her place in that web and in the tangle. I think Mary would identify more with the folks who are the support people for the millionaires and billionaires, the people who clean their offices or take care of their children, or who are the intellectual labor with the low wage earners in the factories or the fulfillment centers, the nanny who's taking care of the kids. Those folks do feel their dependence every day, and how much they depend not only on employment, but on each other in community. It's been really interesting to see how much the labor movement has started to take off as people work together and see their interdependence with each other as laborers. Some folks like myself who have privilege, we're the ones who need that jolt, that reminder that forces us into realizing that actually we are all interdependent with each other. When he was in Birmingham jail, Martin Luther King wrote, "I am cognizant of the interrelatedness of all communities and states. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." Dr. King was in the position of having to like shake people awake, to wake up communities of privilege, and in this case, in specifically white clergy members who were sympathetic but who were not taking action. He had to remind them that for him and for his community, action was critical, and that all of them were interconnected and valuable as part of the nation and part of humanity. I have been very, very grateful here in Kirkland to have a community of churches who are willing to be interdependent and interconnected with each other, and to be able to literally march with them on the streets of Kirkland. Now, it was an Independence Day parade, but I was grateful to be able to hold signs that said, "Churches for Nonviolence, Churches for Interdependence," to be able to offer that witness to what it looks like to be community together and be with each other, rather than each of us being separate from each other and independent from each other. I'm grateful for the community in the Mennonite church, who I think Mennonites in particular have been a witness for the importance of community and being together in community, both what we do locally and what we've done globally, advocating for peace through networks like Mennonite Action, advocating for peace and service and justice through all of our long-standing organizations like Mennonite Disaster Service and Mennonite Voluntary Service and Mennonite Central Committee. all demonstrating both locally and throughout the world that we are very interdependent. And I'm so grateful for that, and I give thanks to God. And I would love to hear, when we do our sharing of joys and concerns a little bit later, to hear other examples of that if they're coming to mind.